everybody, Lisa A. Romano here, the Breakthrough Life Coach, and today I've been asked to do a video by a YouTube viewer who asked me point blank, listen, Lisa, I live with a narcissist. I have to deal with this every day. Can you just give me a couple of key phrases that I can use to like push him off balance? And I thought, sure, I could give you some of the key phrases that I've used during my life. One of the things that I want to make clear right here, right now, is that we cannot control someone else's reality. We don't have the right to control someone else's reality. We don't have the power to control someone else's reality. We really have to work very hard at changing our programming, because what we don't understand is that very oftentimes we're upset because someone else has a perception of us that we're uncomfortable with. And we challenge that person's perception of us. We're upset that people think this about us, whatever it is. And something absolutely amazing happens when you begin to accept that other people are allowed to have their own faulty perception of you. So let me get to the key phrases that I would like you to start experimenting with, because I think they're so much fun. Once you start using them and you see how you can push a narcissist off balance, it's just amazing. It can actually be fun. So the first one is, I'm sorry you feel that way. So imagine what happens when you are dealing with a narcissist who is saying, I know why you did that, and I know why you said that, and you said that because of blah, 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 blah. I know why, because narcissists know everything. They know exactly why you did what you did, right? Of course they do. So imagine what happens inside a narcissist's head when you come back with, I'm sorry you feel that way. That completely throws them off balance, because they're trying to engage you. They're trying to get you to defend yourself. But when you just stand there and understand they have a right to see you the way they want to, and you can't control it, and you come back with, I'm sorry you feel that way. Imagine what's happening is you are disarming him or her, and you are disentangling yourself from this dynamic that is going to go nowhere fast. Another fabulous thing that I like to say to disarm a narcissist is, I can accept your faulty perception of me. It is absolutely phenomenal when you announce to the narcissist that I am acknowledging that you have this weird, whacked out perception of me, and I can accept it. Because what they're trying to do is engage you in not accepting their reality, not accepting their reality of you. So when you say, I can accept your faulty perception of me, you are cutting the psychic cords to this narcissist, and you're letting him or her know that you're not going to be manipulated. Like, whatever they think and feel is perfectly okay with you. The third thing that I like to say, if I ever have an exchange with a narcissist, is, I have no right to control how you see me. It's very much like, I can accept your faulty perception of me, but when you say, I have no right to control how you see me, you're driving home the point that you are acknowledging that they see you in a way that you don't agree with, but you're absolutely okay with that. So when you say, I have no right to control how you see me, you're actually saying, so imagine if a narcissist has a hook inside of you, you're actually saying, I have no right to control how you see me. You're allowed to see me any way you want. You see, we get caught up because we hear what the narcissist is saying, or they rewrite history, or they gaslight us, and they tell us that we didn't hear what we heard, or they didn't do what they did. And when we finally start saying, well, I have no right to control how you see me, or I have no right to control your perception of this situation, you're actually telling the narcissist that I'm not interested in engaging in this warfare, and what you think is totally fine, and I'm just not going to go there anymore. The fourth thing, key phrase that I like to use on a narcissist is, I guess I have to accept that that's how you feel. You see, it's all about accepting and allowing this person to be who they are, and accepting and allowing this person's perception of you, even though it bothers you and even though it hurts like hell. But when you send the clear message to a narcissist that, I guess I have to accept how you feel, or you're entitled to your reality, or whatever, when you start using key phrases like this, the message to the narcissist is, uh-oh, she's not willing to play the game. The fifth key phrase that I like to use on a narcissist is, your anger is not my responsibility. Now, the reason that's so important is because so many times a narcissist will attract an empathic person, male or female, and normally codependent person, someone who is seeking validation from outside of themselves. Now, I feel that narcissists seek power and control over, which on the superficial level that might look like validation, but I think they're actually looking for power and control, and they feel validated by the other person when they are able to manipulate and control them. And codependents are seeking validation. So it's a beautiful blend, you know, it's a hand in a glove, a narcissist and a codependent, or a narcissist and an empath. You know, in these dynamics, there's only room for one self, and that's the self of the narcissist. And both people are focused on the one person, which is the narcissist. The codependent or the empath is worried about the narcissist, and the narcissist is worried about the narcissist. And also, we suffer, the codependents and empaths, we're afraid to make people angry. And narcissists know this, and that's why they get loud. And that's why they will shut down, and that's why they'll ignore us, and that's why they'll withhold from us, because they know that as a codependent and empath, we need to feel that connection. So when you say things, when you start sending these new messages like, you're allowed to feel what you feel, you're entitled to see me how you want, blah, 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 and you also add to that, your anger is not my responsibility, you're letting the narcissist know that you're not going to allow the fear of what they think about you to control you anymore. And that is powerful. So that's it. Those are the five key phrases that I want you to really practice and take home and write down in your journal and practice them and practice them and practice them. Say them out loud, you know, so that it begins to fall off your lips. Allow people to be who they are, even the narcissists in your life. That doesn't mean that you have to engage them. It doesn't mean that you have to give them any space in your head. The narcissist can stay here and you can stay there, and the narcissist can say what he wants and you can stay here and hold on to yourself. You don't have to be manipulated anymore. You don't have to engage if you don't want to. And I hope these key phrases have helped you. And if they have, leave me a comment below. And if you can, if you feel so inclined, subscribe. Namaste, everybody. I bow to the love and the light in you.